It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Chris Bank, Glenwood Springs Summer of Music. How many years has it been for you now, Chris? Would this be 9 years?
9 years.
Wow.
I'm surprised you knew that.
Well, I
have to think about it myself.
Well, I remember it started in 85, and they did Mary and
Bob Noon.
Thank you. Did it for 25 years.
20, yeah.
And so you just kind of work backward from there. It's 2019, so it's got to be a number ending in 9.
Yeah, it's a lot of math.
Yes, right. Yeah. Let's try and not
34
do much more
years.
Of that. It's a long time.
It is.
And continues to grow in terms of everybody wondered what was going to happen, you know, when the Noons decided that they were going to move on to other things. And Wednesday nights in the summer at Two Rivers Park, people still come out for these
shows.
Too
good to let go of.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No question about it, including other things that we're not going to discuss here. But it's still... The beat goes on, you might say. The music goes on.
Yeah.
And, of course, a dedicated group of volunteers that help put this together every year and talk about music and new acts. I noticed you stepped out of the room for a minute, so I snuck a peek at the list of bands that are coming up this summer. Mm-hmm. And excited about the local bands and a lot of national and regional acts I'm not familiar with. Which I would say is a good combination.
Yeah.
Right? Which is kind of the point.
Well, and that's, you know, for where we're at budget-wise, you're not going to see, you know, name national acts very often. Every now and then there's a little sprinkling in there. But the key is to get quality acts that people learn to trust that they're always – you're going to get a good show.
You may not recognize the name, but you're going to enjoy the music and you're going to want to get up and dance before the end of the night.
And it's always been kind of a mix of in-state and out-of-state as well. Mm-hmm. And we're still with that, and all the openers are local. So.
Right. Yeah, the formula seems to work.
It does.
The new formula seems to work as well as the old formula, you might say, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. By the way, the complete schedule of acts for this summer is at GlenwoodSpringsSummerOfMusic.org if you want to jump ahead and or follow along. I believe it's not on the homepage. I believe the link I clicked on was 2019 series. That's what it's called, right at the top of the page there. If you click on that, you'll see the pictures and links to websites and YouTube channels and that kind of thing. Boy, talk about the music business and changes. You know, 30, 40 years ago, it was all about, you know, getting your music video done and getting it on MTV. And now, I'm not sure if you would call it an equalizer for local and regional acts, but anybody that has a band can record some music and they can put it up on YouTube, like live performances, that kind of thing. I imagine that probably makes the process a lot easier for your committee that sits down every year and looks at who to book.
Yeah, and, you know, anymore you can shoot a pretty good video with your iPhone.
Right, yeah.
You know, so it's not about the quality of MTV-type, you know, videos. Mm-hmm. It's not a big, huge thing. You can, if you show something that represents what we're going after— you know, for a live audience that wants to be engaged somewhat, you know, whether dancing or just being engaged. Mm-hmm. And if you can present that in a video, then it opens a lot of doors.
It's interesting you would say that the MTV quality. I remember back in the 90s, MTV pioneered, I'm sure there's an industry term for it, but the handheld continuous motion camera style. Remember that they used to, you know, on all their shows, just the cameras are always moving and back and forth and all of that.
It was like a short movie.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, part of what we always do when Chris comes in is unveil the upcoming acts that are going to be at the Summer of Music. And so I guess let's just get right into it.
Let's do it.
And first of all, what are the six shows again this year?
Six shows starting June 26th.
And continuing through July?
31st.
Okay. So, again, there's always the local opening act, followed by the national or regional or statewide act that will be the headliner. Mm-hmm. And so who is it the Jazz Aspen Snowmass kids?
It is.
First time on the 26th? Okay.
We don't want to change that. That's just too good to...
That's awesome. Well, near and dear to your heart, of course. You worked with a lot of those kids for a lot of years.
Right. And then you're seeing them in full bloom and mm-hmm. some of them ready to go on to study some, you know, music, and some just still love the music and just want to keep engaged to it at the highest level. And that's what that first session is that we do.
And that starts, they will take the stage at
6:30.
6:30. Okay.
For a 45-minute set. And then the main act starts at 7:30. Played till 9 with an encore. If it goes much past that, the sound crew is fighting the water sprinklers.
Reminds me of a story I'll tell you during the break, actually, from Strawberry Days 1985. But anyway, that was a different park also, actually.
Yeah.
So, again, the Jazz Aspen Snowmass Summer Camp Kids, right?
Right.
Is who will be performing.
And they're joined every year by six students that are now college music majors out of the Denver area. Some of them, we use some of our local kids that have gone on to study music, and they come back to work with them as well. But there's an organization on there that we've partnered with called CCJA, Colorado Conservatory of Jazz Arts, and just exceptional musicians that went through their program, similar to ours, and then now are music majors all around the country.
Anytime you're going to a school that has conservatory in the name, you know that kid is pretty serious about their music.
Oh, they're serious.
Yeah. And who is the headliner on the 26th?
Michelle Serra is a, how would you say, anymore it's kind of hard to describe. They're bending the genres quite a bit. Yeah. But she's kind of got a little bit of rhythm and blues, rock, maybe just a flavor of jazz in there as well, with a horn section. Just all good, solid players out of the Denver area.
What type of music would you call it? I mean, I guess if she's got horns, you'd call it jazz.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
No, but I think it doesn't lean as much to jazz as it does, say, rhythm and blues or funk and kind of good grooving. And she's just a strong vocalist.
All right.
Yeah.
Michelle Serra.
Michelle Serra.
Okay. Again, that's on June 26th. So let's see. If I add 7 to that, that'd be around July 3rd. Okay.
Yeah.
My math, maybe it's improving. I don't know. Who's the opening act on July 3rd?
Damian Smith is a Chicago transplant that's been here now for probably 15 years. A powerful singer, guitarist, just a really solid band, rocking, it's hard to... The genres, he crosses a lot of genres. Right.
Sure, as things tend to do over time.
Yes.
Okay, so again, he'll take the stage at Two Rivers Park at 6:30, and then starting at 7:30, the headliner on July 3rd will be?
Wild Adriatic.
That sounds interesting.
It is.
Adriatic Sea is...
That's some over there, way
yes,
over there.
Yes, exactly. What he said.
And it's wild.
So is this more of a world music type of band?
No. It's,
okay.
No, and it's kind of similar to the opener. It's got the rock edge to it. It's strong vocals. One thing that stood out for theirs was a Led Zeppelin cover that was just right on it.
Interesting.
But they do a lot of original as well.
Okay. You mentioned that Damian Smith was from Chicago. That's actually first thing I was thinking when you're talking about Michelle Serra on June 26th is, okay, some horns, but still rock. You don't know what I'm thinking. Early days of Chicago, you know, the Terry Kath days when they're more of a rock band as opposed to, you know, the pop stuff in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, back when it was called fusion.
Right.
You know, it just was like we're fusing all these things together. It's like
that would be more like Brand X is what I think of when I think of fusion. But, yeah, okay.
Early fusion, though.
Okay.
I mean, where rock, like you mentioned some of those groups back then where they were putting horns in there and they maybe came from a jazz background or someone.
Right.
Who knows? They were classically trained. And
talk about guys that went to conservatories, right?
Right, and they loved to rock.
Yeah.
You know, they just loved all those beats, and they combined a lot of things. And that's what's happened with a lot of these groups, I think.
So we are one-third of the way through the schedule for the Glenwood Springs Summer of Music. Again, happens in Two Rivers Park starting on Wednesday, June 26th, with the Jazz Aspen Snowmass Summer Camp Kids. Then Michelle Serra as the headliner. July 3rd, Damian Smith, the local act, followed by Wild Adriatic, the headliner. Again, you can learn more about these acts, particularly the national and the larger acts, the headliners, at GlenwoodSpringsSummerOfMusic.org. Just click 2019 series, and you can find links to biographies and YouTube channels and that kind of thing. Yeah. A couple notes, of course, that I always try and remember to mention. You don't allow glass during the summer music concerts, right? Mm-hmm. Just because there's so many people. It's a safety thing. And no pets.
No glass.
No glass. No
glass, no smoke. That's the other one.
No glass and no smoke.
We prefer not to have the dogs in there. Just, I mean, it complicates in a few different ways, obvious ways.
Right. Sure.
So we prefer not to have dogs there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Again, the website is GlenwoodSpringsSummerOfMusic.org. If you'd like to learn more about this organization, again, now, as you mentioned, under the umbrella of the city of Glenwood Springs.
It's no longer, no.
Oh, so.
That was only for a year.
Back and forth. Oh, geez.
And now we are our own.
Everything changes.
I know. Last year was our first year as our own nonprofit. So we're in our second year of that.
Okay. Well, congratulations. So you can learn about donations and stuff like that on the website.
All on the website, yeah.
Perfect. We'll take a quick break, come back, and continue the list of shows at this year's Glenwood Springs Summer of Music in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Chris Bank from the Glenwood Springs Summer of Music is here again today. Kind of an annual thing for the last 9 years to come in and unveil, if you will, the upcoming artists that will be at Two Rivers Park this summer. Talk about the process that you go through each year. First of all, when do you – I'm sure you get submissions from acts that want to come here and play continuously.
Yes.
And, of course, you've only got six headliner spots for those traveling bands for the most part because, you know, again, the opening acts are mostly local. When do you actually sit down with your committee and start talking about who to book for the next year?
December, early December, just because I know if I wait till after then to get people thinking about it. And I at least put that out, and I send out all the stuff that I've been sent up to that point for people to listen to. This year, I had some other people that wanted to be involved in that process, and so I initiated a subcommittee of people from the community that I felt like I would be getting a good cross-section of feedback from. So I kind of got a little late start on it this year, but next year for sure, I'm going to have this committee involved in that.
So you kind of have two groups working on music. Is that what you're saying?
Well. Yes.
Okay.
I would have an initial group like that, this kind of screening a lot of things, and then I would present what we'd get it down to in the next, you know, early January.
Interesting.
I could bring that to my the overall board and then continue with that. And then it really comes down to me just finding out who's available, what their scheduling is, all that stuff, and trying to fit you know, maybe a dozen groups, get it down to six.
I heard so many stories when Bob and Mary came in to talk about, you know, their experience with this, and just all the stories about people staying with them at their house, and they'd pick them up at maybe in Denver at the airport as they're coming through. Still a lot of stories like that? Still just
no.
Making things happen in any way you can?
Making things happen in any way we can, but we're not flying people in. Typically,
you're picking people that are routing through here anyway.
They're going to be coming through. We're not going to just pluck somebody out of New Orleans and say, "Yeah, we're going to cover your flight." If they're coming through and it works, we're kind of on that method. One of the groups I just talked to yesterday, yes, I will probably go up. They're flying into Aspen,
okay,
and I will probably go up and pick them up. I haven't had any of them stay at my house yet.
Yet.
We put them up here. Marriott gives us a really good deal and is one of our sponsors. So we've been able to keep it fairly clean. You know, if they do a sound check, they can go right over there.
They could walk if they wanted to, actually, right across the bridge. Onto the.
Well.
It'd take 30 minutes.
It'd take a bit to get there.
I guess
they might not get back in time.
I was going to say, especially if they have instruments, huh? Okay, all right.
And then they can do dinner at Russo's, go check in at the hotel, and get back in time, plenty of time.
And so Russo's is a sponsor as well.
Russo's has been a great sponsor and very supportive.
Since we're on the subject, any other sponsors that we should recognize?
Well, I mean, our key sponsors, obviously, Alpine Bank has been a huge sponsor over the years. Mm. Toyota has been a really good sponsor for us. KMTS.
Thank you.
Always great to have you guys on board with us. And I know I'm missing. Oh, the city of Glenwood. Mm. And the county, Garfield County, have been very supportive over this time.
And of course, I'm sure you recognize all the sponsors on the website, too.
We do. And we, you know, acknowledge them from the stage. And
sure, as has always been the
at the end of the year, we give, you know, we go through the whole list of people.
Again, the website is glenwoodspringssummerofmusic.org. We were making our way through the schedule. Wednesday, June 26th is Jazz Aspen Snowmass Summer Camp Kids, followed by headliner Michelle Serra. Then Wednesday, June 3rd, Damian Smith, followed by Wild Adriatic. Then I can do this math. That's pretty easy. Wednesday, July 10th, who is the opening act?
A group called The Mix.
Right. Formerly, I think most of the members have already gone.
Yes, and another group, too.
They combined, okay.
They combined. There's two groups that came out of that.
Okay.
And I'm glad you were able to remember already gone.
So now you do your part, Chris. You can fill in the other half.
I don't know. I'm not thinking of the other half right now, but it'll come to me. I'd have to say, without having heard them recently, I think that they're a combination of rock, you know, some recognizable covers, and some fun, the ultimate party band.
Right, exactly. A great cover band.
Yeah. Good musicians.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Good musicians, great dance music. The point of an opening act is to get the crowd going, get them warmed up for the headliner. They'll absolutely, I think, fill that bill.
Yeah, I think so.
And who is the headliner on July 10th?
Lau Tizer.
Okay.
Is a keyboardist, originally from the Boulder area, based out of L.A. now, that's collaborated with a lot of the people from, what would it be? A lot of these people, I think, came out of the smooth jazz.
Okay.
But having been for a while following that genre, when it went from fusion like Pat Metheny and some of these really great musicians into smooth jazz, it was still these great musicians that ended up in there, but they just kind of got confined to this box. Laos is kind of spread out from that and added vocals to what was instrumental for quite a few years, and just got some of those strong grooves and just really great musicians.
So this would be kind of a throwback to the old summer of jazz days, it sounds like.
Yeah, but I'd have to qualify it as newer jazz with an R&B flavor, which I think smooth jazz always had.
Good, steady beat.
Yeah. This groove stuff that, you know, you can dance to, you know, okay. Get toes tapping.
Right, that's what I remember as a kid going to this. I'd think, jazz. And then you get out there and, like you say, just that driving beat, the great groove, and everybody's out there dancing. And that's part of, I think, what makes the Summer of Music concert, regardless what genre you have out there.
Yeah.
That's what makes it special. And introducing a lot of people to maybe artists, maybe even genres they didn't know they liked.
Right, and that's one of the threads that I keep in mind and we talk about in our meetings is that the engagement factor. Is there engagement? Mm-hmm. Or is this more of a concert group?
Right.
And this is not a concert setting.
And that's what makes a great entertainer a great entertainer on the stage.
Right.
You can have somebody with a number one song on the charts, but if they don't know how to work the crowd,
It's kind of tough in this setting.
Right.
In a concert hall, it's a different story.
Sure, sure. So again, that's July 10th, The Mix, followed by Lao Tizer.
Right.
Then July 17th.
Well, we open with Citizen Twang, don't you know?
Citizen Twang, of course.
Citizen Twang.
Formerly known as the backup band for Caleb Whittington.
Dean. Or Willing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Caleb Dean. Thank you. Who moved on to Nashville.
Right.
And the rest of the guys in the band said, you know what? We can sing. We can still play.
Yeah.
Let's make a go of it.
A lot of good players with a...
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about resumes.
Yeah.
And speaking of being on the charts, you know, Dave Johnson is actually in the Billboard book with the band Sweat Hog back in the, was it 60s? I think they had a number 24 song or something like that. 70s. It was 70s.
Yeah. And J.D.?
Yep, J.D., the drummer.
J.D. Martin. No, J.D. Martin.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
Has written songs for a lot of prominent country people in Nashville. J.D. and Jan Garrett, you know, do a lot of stuff together. Gordon Wilder.
Is the drummer,
Is the drummer that you were referring to.
Yep.
There's just a lot of good players in there.
Kind of like a group of all-stars. You may not know their names individually, but you've heard them play locally if you've been around for the last 40 years. Who's the headliner on the 17th?
Seth Walker is out of Nashville. And I wouldn't classify him as – he's got some country in there. He's got some – you know, it's one of those genre benders.
Genre benders?
Not gender benders.
That's exactly where I thought you were going.
Yeah, he's got some just fun groove things. It's original stuff, and it's good vocals.
Maybe like alt country?
Alt country.
Believe it or not, it's actually a term.
Well, I believe it.
I'm not sure I would know it if I heard it, but more like rock and country, which, of course, has always been blurred for the last 40 years or so. You know, going back to if you want to get on the pop side, the Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton days back in the 80s and, you know, the more rock side, there's always been crossover.
Yeah, I would say he is somewhat of a crossover that you'll... He's got a good genuine sound though too. I mean,
lives in Nashville, which
he lives in Nashville.
He should know.
He should.
So again, that's July 17th. Citizen Twang, the local opening act, starting at 6:30, followed by Seth Walker at 7:30.
Yes.
All right. So we've got two shows to go. We will talk about those final two shows for the Glenwood Springs Summer of Music Concert Series when we come back. Again, the website is glenwoodspringssummerofmusic.org. Back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, talking with Chris Bank, the head honcho of Big Cheese.
Big Cheese.
El Queso Grande from the Glenwood Springs Summer of Music. You've got a little knowledge of the music business. You know, I mentioned before you ran the summer camp at Jazz Aspen Snowmass for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to school to learn music? You're self-taught?
No, I'm not self-taught. In some areas I am. I did not. I went to college to play football.
I didn't know that. What'd you play? What position?
I was an offensive. Well, I was a fullback for a year and an offensive guard for 3 years.
You're a little tall for a, in my mind, for a guard, for somebody on the line. Interesting.
Actually, I was the smallest person on my offensive line.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. They're all big, much bigger than me now. But I'd grown up in a musical family. I was the fifth of 10, and everybody played, including my parents and uncles. And
did Daddy sing bass and Mama sang?
Daddy
tenor?
Sang. He was definitely a good singer, but he wasn't a bass singer. And my mom played piano, but just there was always music. And the Chicago area had the music programs back then were amazing.
I didn't realize you grew up in Chicago.
Well, not okay. Joliet, actually.
Okay.
So there was a lot of music there that, and I learned, you know, with private instruction and all that stuff. But the instruments that I branched off onto, I learned from other people I was playing with, you know. So in some areas I was self-taught. And, I raised in a family, I put it on somewhat on hold for a while, but it was always there. You know, I was doing other jobs, but maybe playing on the weekends.
It was just typical.
So it's been with me all my life, and I've been around musicians. And
what's your favorite instrument?
I can't even. I love to play bass. I love to play sax. I love to sing. I do a lot of guitar work now. So it's what's ever in my hands at the time is my favorite.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's one of the reasons. I think it was your experience helping out from time to time. I know during the summer of jazz years of 85 to 2009, you would occasionally have to provide an instrument or something like that for somebody.
Oh, yeah,
that came
I'd get
in.
That last-minute call.
Right, exactly.
Desperation.
So it was partly your experience with that you became known to the Summer of Music Committee, and that's kind of how you came in to become in charge of this, right?
Well, I was also involved with the Council of the Arts in Carbondale for a while, and
that's
the
right.
director of this Center for the Arts was on that committee. Gail Mortel
right.
was – I knew her from there. So okay. she, through that connection, I think it kind of was like, well, he might be able to help us right. here.
And now 9 years later, the rest is history.
It is.
You might say.
Yes.
Which actually, if it started in 2010, this would actually be the 10th summer. Wow. Doesn't seem like it's been
Wait
that long, huh?
I thought we had nine. Somebody...
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point being, another great schedule this year. You can find the complete schedule at glenwoodspringsummermusic.org. Again, the headliners, Michelle Serra, June 26th, Wild Adriatic, July 3rd, Lau Tizer on July 10th, Seth Walker on July 17th, July 24th.
A little change in the opener this year. We've been doing two sessions. Jazz Aspen has summer sessions with kids, and the second session is not as advanced, but they play at Mountain Fair every year, and they used to be on the main stage, and then we had a few down years where I said, let's take some of the pressure off and go to the side stage with them over down where the kids are at. And in the last few years, I kept wondering these kids are good enough to be back on the main stage. And then I started thinking, why are they not doing this? You know, getting that and two performances is always better because one performance, they come away feeling like, I wish we had another chance to do it, you know?
Yeah, I think that's just something about being on stage.
Yeah.
Whether you're behind the scenes or not, there's always... If only we could do it one more time, we could get it perfect.
Yeah.
Or more perfect.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So the Jazz Aspen Snowmass.
Yeah, that'll probably be, you know, 16 kids too. It'll be, you know, nice, awesome. A nice opener for that, weekend, or for that week.
And then the headliner on July 24th?
The headliner is a group called Citizen Dan, which covers Steely Dan tunes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I saw them in Denver, and they had the horns, the backup singers. The lead singer had Fagan's voice down. It's just,
It's a cool thing about these. I mean, that is kind of the band of this decade, is the cover band, you know, not that does a wide variety of artists, but the one that will actually take on the persona of a specific band. I remember last summer seeing one of those bands, and somebody in the audience said, "You look just like whoever the artist was." And they responded, "Well, that's because I am." You know, they just completely take on that persona, yeah, as if they are that person. Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases, if it's done well, it's, you close your eyes and it would be very hard to tell between the cover band and the real band.
Exactly.
So again, that's Citizen Dan on July 24th. They're the headliner, starting at 7:30 in Two Rivers Park in Glenwood, with Jazz Aspen Snowmass Second Session Summer Camp Kids at 6:30. And then how will you wrap up the 9th or 10th season, depending on how you look at it?
The last show you're talking
about? Yeah.
Wrapping it up? It's going to open with a group of high schoolers from Carbondale area, a group called Sleepy Justice, that has been together probably 4 years now. Some of them are getting ready to graduate, okay, and I thought it'd be good to get them out there.
Sleepy Justice sounds like kind of a country kind of thing.
It's not country.
Okay.
I was never quite sure where they came up with that. I should have asked them. But they're just good players that we've used a number of times, the Jazz Aspen events, you know, fundraisers and whatnot, to play at. And they've very experienced. I think recently they were flown to Texas a couple times to play for private parties down there.
Wow.
So just a good group of kids. That some of them are, a couple of them are in the high school jazz band at Carbondale. Okay. Been in the bands, you know, since the band program since they were in middle school.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
A great testimony to the type of education they're getting, too, musical education.
Yeah.
Then who's the headliner on July 31st?
This is a group from Ireland called I Draw Slow. For probably the last 3 or 4 years, the fellow that books the groups over in Paonia, in Ouray and Ridgeway and all that, he does all their bookings over in that area, has suggested this group, and he was flying them over and trying to line up some other things this year. They've got, obviously, the Irish, there's an Irish flavor in there, but it's bluegrass. What else is in there?
It's Irish bluegrass.
Bluegrass. I don't, you know, violin, vocals, mandolin, guitar. Just a good up energy. Wow. You know, danceable.
High energy is my experience usually when I hear Irish band.
You know, and the other side of that, too, is my committee. They heard some of this stuff, and they went, maybe some of that's a little too mellow. And I was like, well, yeah, they've got that, too. But they've got the energy, and they know what we're looking for. So they went with it.
Again, you can learn more about all of these acts on the website at glenwoodspringssummerofmusic.org, including, you know, links to YouTube channels and stuff like that. For, I imagine, a lot of the opening acts as well as the headliners. Mm. So, Chris, every year you make it happen. More great shows Wednesday night at Two Rivers Park in Glenwood. And you know, I typically ask people, well, where do we go from here? But it seems like your formula is so great that you just kind of have it dialed in with your committees and your folks that help out. Having said that, are you always looking for new committee members to help out in various ways?
New committee members, new sponsors.
Sure. Okay.
We always, you know, are up against that. I mean, that's been ever since they started, you know, fundraising for it. It's a free concert, but we do pass the bucket, and we could use people to help with that. We could use committee members if they want to be part of it.
So how can they get a hold of you?
I believe that's on the website as well.
Okay,
I think
there you go.
The best shot is to just, you know, go to the website and
again, website is glenwoodspringssummerofmusic.org.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, it's a pleasure as always. All the best. Look forward to 6 more great shows in Two Rivers Park, and we'll talk to you around this time next year.
We always appreciate your support here at KMTS.
Thanks
for
much.
Having us.
Extra points for dropping the calls in the conversation. Take care, Chris. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.